Hey everyone, this is Daniel Pereira with the Free Traffic Formula, and today this is part two of your mini course, and we are going to be discussing keyword research. And this is a very important step that you're going to need to take before even starting some of the real techniques that we use for your free traffic generation. And it's probably right next to the market research that you learned about in part one of this mini course. It's probably the second most important thing that you're gonna do, and there's a few reasons for that. Number one, if you fail to do keyword research, you basically are gonna miss out on a bunch of the free traffic that you could be getting, because you're not gonna know what keywords people are going to be looking for. And second, you could, you know, just kind of make things up as you go along with your keyword research, and then you'll end up basically not only missing out, but completely missing the boat on the types of things that people are looking for within your target market. For example, I'll use the example of if you were in the health and wellness industry, since we use that example a lot. If you were in that industry and you didn't know the type of, you know, pains that people had, and you were selling a product that helped relieve pain, but you really had no idea as to what type of pains people were having with their bodies, then you would basically be guessing. I mean, everybody knows that there's headache pain, so maybe you would optimize your videos and your articles and all of the other resources that you're going to be putting out across the web. Maybe you would optimize it for headache pains, and you would be missing out on all those technical terms that people know about, because that's what the doctors have told them that they are suffering with. So basically what you're going to want to do is do that keyword research and use the tools that we teach you, so that when you go and you create your videos and you create your articles and you do a blog post, and when maybe you create a free report, that you create those things so that it's what people are actually looking for. Now there's a third thing that you're going to want to look out for, and that is basically that you're going to want to pick keyword phrases that are less competitive. And for example, if I were an internet marketer, which I am, and I was really trying to make a website and try to get the top search engine rankings for the keyword phrase internet marketing, then it would be pretty much impossible for me to do, unless I knew how to kind of climb the Google ladder, and we talk more about that in the formula. But if I went after keyword phrases that were a little bit less competitive that still got a lot of searches, for example, maybe internet marketing for beginners, maybe if I optimized for that type of keyword phrase and created a blog around that type of marketing for beginners, then I would have a lot more success, and it would come a lot easier. Okay, so keeping those three things in mind, you're going to want to do a few simple steps in order to really maximize your results with your keyword research. Now, first thing you're going to want to do is, obviously, since you've done your market research, you're going to want to take some of those real key, those big keyword phrases that you know you would love to have the top search results for, and then you're going to want to start with that, and then do more research. For example, if I had a website for dating, a dating service, then I would take you know, maybe the keyword phrase dating services, and then I would find longer tailed keyword phrases that I could go after. For example, maybe people in North Carolina would be looking for a dating service in North Carolina, or maybe even more specific, a dating service in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Or, you know, maybe they're in New York and they're looking for dating services in New York, New York. So let's say you've done your market research and you know you're going to create your products and your services around dating. So you're creating a dating services website. You would obviously love to have the number one spot for the keyword phrase dating services, but let's be realistic. That's going to take you a long time to do if you ever do it, because that's a very competitive keyword phrase. So keeping that in mind, you're going to break things down. You're going to look at your maybe medium-tailed and longer-tailed keyword phrases, and then you're going to go after those. So for example, let's say you try to make your dating service website the number one spot for dating services in North Carolina. How would you accomplish that? Well, first you would go through and say, okay, first let's go after some longer tailed keyword phrases like dating services in Fayetteville, North Carolina, dating services in Raleigh, North Carolina, dating services in Durham, North Carolina, dating services in Chapel Hill. Where can I find a date in North Carolina? Where can I hook up with some girls and you know, maybe even a surrounding state like Charleston, South Carolina? Where can I hook up with some cool people in Wilmington? Once you go after those longer tailed keyword phrases, then you're gonna, especially if you're doing this with maybe your blog, you're going to grow that blog so that it gets enough of the top search engine results for those longer-tailed keyword phrases, and then you'll eventually get the medium-tailed keyword phrase that you were looking for, which would have been dating services in North Carolina. So you're going to want to kind of keep that in mind. Now, that's going to work very well if you're, you know, following the techniques that we taught in the book that I wrote on reversing the Google slap for free Google traffic. We talk about, you know, growing your blog and doing a little bit of that keyword research so that you can climb your way to the top of the search engines with your blog. With your video marketing and your article marketing, you're going to want to kind of tackle things one by one, and then always go after those longer-tailed keyword phrases, or maybe some of the less competitive medium-tailed keyword phrases that you think you can get the number one spots for. Then you're going to optimize your video titles, your article titles, maybe your free reports that maybe you'll put on scribe.com. You're going to take those and you're going to optimize them so that you can get the number one searches for those longer tailed keyword phrases. Because let's be realistic, even if I wrote the most amazing free ebook on internet marketing and put it on there on scribe.com to share with the world, that's a document sharing site, by the way, even if I did that, am I going to find the number one spot for internet marketing with my free viral ebook that I put on scribe.com? No, it's not going to happen. Now, if I titled it, you know, the classic example I use, you know, internet marketing for beginners, and then, you know, here's the free tips that every internet marketing beginner needs to know, maybe I title it that, then maybe, you know, if my viral ebook gets shared enough on scribe.com, then I would find myself on the top of the searches for that medium-tailed or longer-tailed keyword phrase of internet marketing for beginners. So you're gonna want to keep in mind that when you do this keyword research, you're gonna do your keyword research specifically for what you're doing and trying to accomplish on your own website, and then what you're trying to accomplish on your blog. You're gonna want to do the things for your blog and for your website, and then specifically other things like for the free reports that you'll be creating, for the videos that you'll be creating, for the articles that you'll be creating. Okay, so there's a few simple tools that Dan Demen and I enjoy using so that we can facilitate our keyword research, and we go into a lot more detail on these tools in the formula, but I just want to share a couple of them with you. Two of them that you probably know about, especially if you're doing pay-per-click advertising right now. What you might not know is that you can still use these tools even if you're not paying for the pay-per-click advertising, and that's just to go over to google.com and to pretty much pretend like you're going to sign up for an AdWords account, or maybe even sign up for one, but not actually pay for the AdWords advertising. That's going to give you access to their tool for the AdWords research. And then you're going to be able to estimate which keyword phrases are getting a lot of searches by using that keyword tool. And you know, you're generally, you know, if something's getting over 1,000 searches per month and not very many people are competing for that keyword phrase, that's not going to be a bad term for you to try to go after and try to get the number one spot for. I mean, if I see that something's got a couple thousand searches per month using one of these tools and there's not very much competition for it, I'm gonna, you know, create a few videos really fast and get my videos to the top of the searches for that longer tailed keyword phrase, and that's gonna get me more free traffic. People are gonna type in those keyword phrases and they're gonna see my videos. Dan Demen and I have done this a number of different times. Okay, another tool that I like to use is the Yahoo search tool, and I believe it's Overture.com, which is the Yahoo search marketing, and that's what you can also go over there. That's Yahoo's pay-per-click advertising service. You're going to go over there and you're going to sign up for that, and that's also going to give you estimated monthly searches for many of the keyword phrases that you go ahead and put in there. So you're going to go there, you're going to, you know, pick your longer tailed keyword phrases, you're going to pick your medium tailed keyword phrases, you're going to start getting number one spots easily for these longer tailed keyword phrases through many of the techniques that we're teaching you in this mini course, and more specifically in the free traffic formula. This is such an important part of your free traffic generation. I can't stress it enough. I hope you guys maybe listen to this a couple times. I really shared with you some great techniques and some great secrets that Dan and I use in order to start getting the free traffic that we do, that we teach about in the free traffic formula. So do your keyword research, go after the keyword phrases that are, you know, basically what this boils down to is go after the keyword phrases that are getting some searches but that aren't that competitive. And then when you do want to go after the really, really competitive keyword phrases, that's when you're going to do a lot of the other additional techniques that we're teaching in the formula so that you can find your way to the top of Google and the other search engines for these very competitive keyword phrases. And then you will be completely glad that you invested the small amount of time and effort in order to learn these techniques and learn how to climb your way to the top of the search engines using the free traffic formula. I hope you guys enjoyed this, these free techniques that I shared with you in this part of the mini course. Please go ahead and shoot me an email with any questions, and we've got tons of other great information to share with you, of course, on a weekly basis. And make sure to join us for our weekly conference calls.